I'm going to take a bath.
And alert the media.
There, good man. Playoffs, Lou. Playoffs.
Playoffs. I know. I'm all. Let's go. Let's hop on that Peyton Manning bandwagon.
Well, we can relate, Lou. We're old and broken down as well.
Yes. But our neck is infused, and we're not doing Papa John's commercials.
Have you ever had a Papa John's pizza, Lou?
I don't think so. I don't think there's a Papa John's around here.
I think there's one on Broadway.
That I don't know.
Well, yeah, you know, and I've never had a Little Caesars in the modern era.
The modern era. Oh, okay. So you had to qualify that.
Well, yes, because there was
Little Caesars and ramen noodles, baby. Pizza. Pizza. Two for ten, sir. Bring over four. Four pizzas for $20 on a Friday night. You got food till Monday morning.
All right, Lou. There you go. The diet. Hey, so let's get some predictions, Lou. Broncos versus Patriots. Who's going to take that one?
Broncos.
All right. And the Cardinals versus the Panties, Lou.
Cardinals.
The panties have not been able to been disrobed this year.
Cardinals,
all right.
Cardinals.
That would be the Chicago.
I'm all over the birds.
Chicago, St. Louis, Arizona Cardinals, Lou. And, of course, we hear that the Rams will be moving back to L.A. Lou, did you get your Norm Brockington poster out again?
My Norm Van Brocklin?
Norm Van Brocklin, yes.
He was an Eagle.
Was he an Eagle? I thought he was a Ram. I don't know.
No, he was an Eagle. You're thinking of Roman Gabriel.
Yeah, I should have referenced Roman Gabriel, of course.
And then there was also, he was on Stairway to Heaven. What was his name? the defensive end. He was, what was his name? Olsen? Not Olsen.
Merlin Olsen,
yes.
He wasn't on Stairway to Heaven. He was on the other one, Little House on the Prairie.
Ah, okay. Well, same thing.
Boy, we screwed up that segment, Lou.
Same thing. But yeah, Merlin Olsen, he was a Ram.
He was a Ram.
And who was Roman Gabriel's, the other quarterback that they always matched him up against?
Gabriel and Unitas?
Play for the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Fran Tarkington.
Joe Capp.
Oh, geez, Lou.
Roman Gabriel and Joe Capp.
Soon we'll be making references no one will know, and then no one can check against us.
One can only hope.
Yes.
One can only hope.
So, Lou, next week, the big bowling tournament. And award ceremony,
yes.
It will be quite the day. Can Heather Welch take both the bowling tournament and, of course, Lou's Sunday NFL picks? Can she do that?
No. Louis Dupuis is the
he's
the title holder.
I'm talking about next week. Will Heather both win that and the? It's possible.
Anything's possible in this crazy mixed-up world we live in.
you're not tracking with me, Lou. I got it.
I am tracking.
All right. So you're encouraging all to come out next week.
I'm pointing my fingers at my eyes and pointing it towards you. I'm pointing south towards Wilson. I got my eyes on you.
Okay, and of course, the chili competition, February 14th. We'll talk about that.
Yes. And we have for the chili cook-off.
Yes.
Megan has committed.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's really.
Rhonda has committed.
Is Roca Smella in?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Bill Caney is in.
Of course he is.
I haven't heard from Heather. I'm waiting to hear from Heather and Urin. So we have four of the five champions.
There you go.
Making a return visit.
Always a
yes.
Monumental event, of course, on Valentine's Day. So bring
yes.
the lovers and indulge in chili there.
Yes, and there's rumor that Brenda Brown will be bringing her famous boat movie chili.
Wow. Wow, man. That's going to be a tough one. The Meatopia today, Lou, will be...
Italian beef.
Lou, you're not being very creative this year.
It's easy. It's the playoffs.
Yes.
You know what? I gotta put it all out tomorrow for the awards banquet next week.
That's true. Next week will be a spectacular.
Yes, that'll be the full set, if you don't full sets.
There you go. You got to anticipate that. Lou, we'll have a podcast before that bowling tournament, so you can lay it all out for everybody.
Lay it all out.
That's right. Lou, I was at the Travel and Adventure Show yesterday.
And where did you travel to, and what type of adventure did you take?
Very much a geek show for those who go on the road a lot. Lou, in your younger days, how many states have you visited, or do you know? How many of these United States?
Well, what do you mean, younger days?
I don't know. What states do you estimate you've been through in your days?
Oh, in my days?
Yes, in all of your days.
That's a very good question. I have to say, at least 40, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You've never been
to... I want to say that.
Have you been to Hawaii?
I have not.
Okay. So you haven't been to Alaska, have you?
I don't know, Alaska. I don't know, Alaska.
That's all good. Anything else you want to talk about while we completely screw this up?
Well, I think we should talk about Donald Trump.
Is that your Sarah Palin, Lou?
No.
Oh.
That's my Tina Fey. Anyway.
Lou, your question of the week.
Of all ears.
Of all the places you've ever visited, what is the most spiritual to you? That's what I asked one of the travel guys yesterday.
The most spiritual?
The most spiritual place you've ever visited, and why?
It would have to be the nude beach just outside of Tulum.
All right. Where is that? What state of mind is that in, Lou?
Oh, perfectly. Just total relaxation. The perfect. I put the zen in zen on that one.
Make sure your backside is turned to us, Lou.
Every last hair.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
I have an outstanding week.
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Nude Service. When you need to get nude, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou